Oh my goodness. So we haven't done the show in a while.
Yes.
A lot of it had to do with Joe Coy. No, I'm not going to lie to you. Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Has been flying around.
Yes.
Going on vacation.
Yes.
You went to Hawaii.
Oh my God, for 2 weeks. Maui.
Last time you went to Hawaii, Maui, you stayed in a so-called haunted house.
It wasn't so-called. It was really haunted.
Will you catch people up with that story so we can move to the new story?
All right. Well, here's what happened, okay? And I'll just do it real quickly.
Please.
The house that I rented cost me 20 grand for 10 days. Mm. Okay? Roughly, give or take a few grand. Okay? I have about 7 people with me, mostly kids.
Yes.
Okay? And things starts knocking on the wall, scratching on glass, tapping glass, moving dishes. If you're going to laugh, then we're not going to talk about this, Mike.
You get so mad because I think this is ridiculous. But no, I'm listening.
Footsteps on the wood floor.
Footsteps. Things are moving in
the
house.
Are you done, dude?
He sees a ghost in this bed or something.
No, I never said that. Never said a ghost in the bed.
No, you saw a kid levitate or something like that.
See, that now you just want to have fun.
No, no, no. You said you saw a kid.
Yeah, but the way you're saying it is, okay, yes. He got off the bed a little bit, and he went into a full-on seizure. He was possessed. Body was limp. Eyes were pitch black, fully dilated, and that was the last. That was out of the 4 days that we were there, out of the 10, that fourth night, we fucking bounced. And I didn't take any money back, and I couldn't even complain because I knew if I complained, they're going to laugh at me the way you are. And I was just like, I wrote a letter saying, hey, I know you guys aren't going to believe this. And I'm pretty sure there were other complaints about this house, but this house is truly haunted and we need to get out of here ASAP. And I ended up going to another hotel across the island and it cost me another like 6 G's or 7 G's just to get that room, just so we can have some place to stay. You think you don't have to believe me.
So
man.
The eyes went black. Like, you know, you remember
his body went limp.
True Blood. How when they get bitten by a vampire, the eyes go like
blood. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm cold. And he goes, where's your room? He said that to his mom. Where's your room? And he's just looking at her with like this dead look. It was the craziest shit with phone.
Maybe he wanted to know where her room was because he wanted to find her.
Yeah. You know, I hope you should go to Hawaii, you and your wife, and rent the same fucking house. And I just want to see you running out completely naked.
Joe.
Leaving your fiance in the house because I know you'd run out.
Joe, I'm
and
cold.
You would leave her in there.
I'm cold, Joe. I'm cold. Where's your room?
Get a motherfucking blanket.
All right. So how was this time? What'd you do?
We went to Maui this time.
Okay.
And I stayed at I rented this huge 3-bedroom condo, man. It was enormous.
Do you find it cheaper to do that than to get hotel rooms?
Oh no, this was so much more expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was a villa. It was like, but I mean, it's just like when you have that many people traveling with you, you don't want to be like,
how many people did you have?
This time I brought 10. And I'm going to do that every year, man. That's the only reason why I work hard, man. Like, you see how they're at my house right now.
Yeah, he has like 8,000 kids at his house.
But I want them to be like that. I want them to grow up together. Like, they're cousins. And I want them to be like best friends when they're like, when I'm not around, I want them to be like best friends.
Is that because when you grew up, you didn't have a lot of best friends?
I didn't have any of them.
I don't have a lot of best friends.
I have none. I had two and they went away on drugs, man. Like, they got caught up in that life, man.
Yeah.
And I stopped hanging out with them. It's sad. You know what I mean? The one guy had a restaurant. He blew that up his nose, and I just couldn't hang around him anymore.
Yeah.
It was like such an important thing for him to be like fucking high all the time. And I'm like, man, I'm trying to chase this dream, man. You know what I mean? And then my other cat, same thing, man. Drugs. And those were my only two friends from school. And I stopped talking to him. And I now have nobody. And then what also sucks.
You have me, Joe.
I have you.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And even my only cousin that I'm close to is the only one that I'm really close to is my cousin Mona. Because my mom and all the aunts fought all the time.
Yeah.
So we're not close to all the other cousins. And it just fucking sucks. And I told my mom and my sister and all of them, I go, whatever happened with us, it's not going to happen with these kids.
That's so great.
I'm going to keep these kids together. You know what I mean? Like the one kid here, Chris, that's actually my son's cousin on my ex-wife's side. And I even told Angie, I go, hey, like, we got to make sure that they grow up together.
That's
great. We can't fight and then separate them too because we couldn't do it. You know what I mean? And I've done this every year. I'll do it every fucking year.
So what happened with all the hair? Why is everybody blonde now? I don't know. Like, I come right here and everybody has blonde hair.
My son started this thing where he wanted to dye his hair blonde. All right. And then all of a sudden, now they all want to dye their hair blonde. But my son started it.
Okay. So,
and he was not happy when everyone started doing it.
So, is your son like considered the cool kid?
He's the cool kid. You see his swag. Come on.
Yeah.
You see how he dresses.
But like at his school, is he cool too?
Yeah.
Is he the cool kid?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I was never the cool kid. Yeah. Were you? You were the funny kid.
I was the funny kid, but I wasn't the cool kid.
Yeah. I was never the cool.
I was the funny kid that wasn't getting pussy.
I was the best athlete that wasn't getting anything.
All right. First of all, you were not an athlete.
I was a great athlete in high school. I was the best athlete in high school.
You played football.
Basketball, track, still got records at the high school. Come on, Sean. Had a 39-inch vertical, ran a 4.4. Bring it!
What was your 4.4?
That was a 40-yard dash.
Jeff. I know. What'd you run? You ran a 4.40?
A 4.4.
4 second?
4.4.
That's nothing, dude. I ran that 3.9.
Wow, you're the fastest person ever to run the 40.
Me and Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders ran a 3.1. I mean a 4.1, 4.0.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you ever hear the story about Deion Sanders?
Yeah.
Florida State, he jumps out of a limo, runs the 40, gets back in the limo, takes off.
Yep.
And he broke all the records.
Yeah. But did you also hear the other story about Deion Sanders when he goes there? And he's talking shit to the kids, the new recruits. And then he takes his, you know how he always wears his snakeskin shoes?
Yeah.
Just takes it out and runs it barefoot. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was trying to tell my son, because, like, you know, they love all these, you know, my son loves sports, man. And he's all, you know, yo, dad, you know, he names off his favorite football players. And I'm just like, Joe, you still don't know who Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders was. Like, yeah. These dudes were, like, to this day, it still hasn't been tested.
Yeah.
What they've done is just beyond greatness. Like,
did you see Bo Jackson's 30 on 30?
Oh, my God, man.
How he ran up the wall?
Yes.
He was a freak of nature.
No, how he broke the bat
on
his thigh, and then someone else did it in the major leagues, so then he broke it over his head. And no one has done that.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
It's craziness. So good.
But those athletes were created by society.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like these now, I mean.
Wait, today's athletes are?
No, those athletes, like those Herschel Walkers and those Bo Jacksons and those Deons were created by, one, being poor.
Yep.
Two, society. Three, you know what I mean? I need to get out. You know what I mean? And you know, racism created that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it builds that fucking.
Well, Michael
that
Jordan, anger. Too.
Yeah. Like that shit was like, we're not going to get that again. You know what I mean? You're just not like.
So you don't compare LeBron James.
Well, no, LeBron was like, I even feel like LeBron is like the last of the Mohicans. Like, I feel like he was right on the cusp of the new athlete, but he was just, you know what I mean?
He's old enough to respect.
Yes.
And know Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. But after him, they won't know that world.
Nah.
They'll have to look at it on tape and be like.
And even then they won't understand.
Because as a kid.
Because it was a time,
well,
man.
It's like when we were kids and our parents would say, it's not like, you don't respect the past, really.
Yeah.
You know, but the difference is in basketball, the past built that game. Like, NBA would have went away if it wasn't for Jordan, Magic, and Larry Bird.
Yes.
It was dying.
It was done.
And then Jordan came in, boom, and exploded Nike.
Over with. And that's another thing, like how you said Nike, like even Nike at that time needed athletes, and it was just like this bond that they it just happened organically, hand in glove, like Air Jordan's legacy is complemented by those shoes. You know what I'm saying? And like those shoes were created because of Michael Jordan, and because Michael Jordan said, "If you don't design me a good shoe, I'm gonna go to fucking Adidas or something like that."
Yeah, no, it was Adidas,
and they like, oh fuck, okay, yeah, here, and created this whole. You know what I mean? Like everything. Fell in place, man. Like,
because at the time, Adidas was the biggest shoe.
Like, yeah.
All the athletes were wearing in Converse. You remember all the basketball players had Converse
on? I think it was Converse or Adidas. It was one of those two. But he was definitely leaving. He was definitely leaving because he didn't like the first two shoes at all. And then they made that three, and it was over. And that was kind of like Nike just exploded after that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like all these athletes were, they had like new goals. You know what I mean? Like now... All these athletes were like, well, I want a Nike contract because that was a new thing. You know what I'm saying, though? That made them work harder. Deion was like, well, fuck, man. I may not be the best, how do I say it, God.
Defensive back?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. he was really good.
He was an all-around great player.
Yeah, but let me show you what I can really do and be the best at that. And he did.
Well, what holds weight is still that jump sign, that jump logo, still gets athletes today to want to be with Nike just because of the Jordan logo.
Jordan logo,
they want that on their shoe.
Yeah, they want that Jordan logo. Yeah. It's crazy. But even, but with Bo Jackson, yeah, that created the cross trainer. You know what I mean? And they had to make a special shoe for him. You know what I mean? And
Bo knows. That was the big
that whole campaign.
Bo knows.
It's just, I don't see another athlete being that good. Like, this is why it came up, because Beckham for the Giants.
Is that Odell.
Odell Beckham is, he's been showing his skills in other sports. Yeah. Like, he's been showing him doing soccer, and then they show him, kicking field goals and ripping homers. And Joe was just like so impressed with it. My son was just like, damn, dude, this guy can play any sport. I'm like, Joe, it's one thing to do videotape of hitting the ball over the park, but imagine playing in a World Series and then also playing a football game.
Imagine
an NFL football game and a Major League Baseball
with only like 3 weeks of practice.
Yes.
He goes in straight from baseball, 3 weeks of practice, and crushes it. Crushes it.
Unbelievable.
It's insane. And if his knee didn't get the freak of nature.
Are you talking about Bo?
Bo, yeah.
Bo was his hip.
Oh, it was his hip. Yeah,
crushed his hip.
He was so strong.
So strong.
Where he should have went down, he kept going, and that's what hurt his hip.
Yep. He overstepped, and then the femur went right into his hip socket. Damn it. I remember watching that game.
Oh.
Because one, I'm a Seahawks fanatic.
Yeah.
And we got Brian Bosworth. And I remember when we signed Brian Bosworth, man. Seattle was on, like, we were going ape shit. Like, we thought we were going to win the Super Bowl because we got the greatest athlete out of college. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I remember how much that deal was. I think it was $10 million for 10 years. It was something ridiculous.
And that was ridiculous for
back
that
then,
time.
That was huge.
The
and
buzz.
Man, and then the fucking Raiders came to the dome, man. And I was watching that game. And that motherfucker ran over
Boz. Twice.
And I was like, did that? Just fuck it. And then they kept repeating it, the highlights. And I just remember. And then it was kind of like, that's how it was in Seattle when you live there. It was just so depressing. And that made it so fucking depressing. Because when that happened, Bosworth hurt his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it was all over with. The Bosworth shit was gone. And then I was just right back to being depressed again because my Seahawks suck.
Well, let's talk about Russell Wilson. He wants $25 million.
And he deserves every.
You think so?
Yes. Yes, Mike, and you should agree with me also, because these athletes, especially in the NFL, get used and abused.
Yep.
There's only, three guys on a football team, maybe four at the most, that make, like, legitimate fucking, I can break my hip money and I'll be all right.
Yeah.
And the rest are all living day to day, man. Like, they're millionaires, but they're living paycheck to paycheck. If their fucking femur breaks, their contract's done. Like, they're always on the edge. And then they're also fighting for their job every game. Like, they have a bad game. They get replaced. Boom. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, this new kid's better. We got to let you go. It's that bad.
Well,
and they're making
some,
billions of dollars, man.
Let me give you some statistics. The average, and people won't believe this because you just know marquee players. The average.
3 years.
3 years. Two and a half to 3 years.
Yep.
And 60% to 70% go broke.
Yeah. Well, and it also, because of that stupid rule, the rookie contract.
Russell Wilson had to go through it.
That rookie contract is what, $1 million maybe?
It's the minimum.
It's the bare minimum. So out of those two and a half to three years, that first year is just rookie money.
Yeah.
So now you're all.
I mean, rookie money is still $1.5 to $2 million. I mean,
yeah,
come on,
but
let's
after
be serious.
Taxes and after your lawyer and your agent, you're still walking away below $1 million.
Yeah.
And then your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But all it takes is one hit. You know what I mean? And these football teams are making billions and billions and billions of dollars.
But let me correct you. If you're a first round pick, you get big money. I mean, you're getting 10, like Jameis Winston is like getting $16 million or something, or $10 million, some obscene number.
Is it guaranteed? The 16?
I don't know about guaranteed, but they are getting tons of money up front.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, if you get into the later rounds, like he was third round.
Yeah, he was third
round. So that's why they got him for like a super low rate.
Oh, yeah. I think it was even lower than $1 million. I think he was playing like the first year that they went to the playoffs, which was, I think, his rookie year.
Yeah.
His rookie year, he almost made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He lost to the Falcons. And
So they've been to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row?
He almost went to the Super Bowl. Fucking Tony Gonzalez.
That's right.
Remember? But if they would have beat and they should have beat the Falcons. They were ahead. Mm-hmm. Tony Gonzalez fucking, remember that shit? But they won that game. They would have went to the Super Bowl his rookie year. And he didn't even get rookie of the year that year.
Okay,
they gave it to RG3.
Let me ask you this, because I heard a lot of people talking about this when they were saying money-wise. Do you see him on the level as...
Hold on, can I interrupt you before I say anything? Andrew Luck, RG3, and Russell Wilson were all rookies that year. Andrew Luck fucking out the first round, right? Remember that? He was out the first round. RG3, who beat him? We beat him.
Yeah.
We beat the shit out of him. The Seahawks fucking beat him. We blew his knee out. You remember that? And then Russell Wilson almost makes it to the Super Bowl his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second year, he makes it and wins. Not only wins, he beats one of the best quarterbacks of our time.
Well, didn't he beat all three? He beat Aaron, he beat Peyton, and he beat Brady?
Yeah, that season.
I think he beat all three that season.
Yeah.
I want to believe. I'm not sure.
And I'm just saying, like, yo, you deserve every goddamn penny.
But a lot of people are saying he's a product of the system rather than he's not a Brady. I'm just saying what people are saying. He's not a Peyton Manning. Like, you could still win as many games with him not as quarterback.
Okay.
Because it's more of the system.
And that's where I beg to differ, because if it's just a system, then you wouldn't have said Brady. Because everyone says everyone's been saying that about Brady for how many years? And we've replaced Brady. Brady's a fucking great quarterback. Yeah, he flattened those fucking balls. But just because it's a system, you still need a man that can fucking throw that ball.
Absolutely.
And you need a man that can fucking take the pressure and make the decision. Like, yeah, okay, here, we drew up a perfect play. I don't play football, but I just know it doesn't just take anybody. You know what I mean? Like, just because the system's
let's talk about the system.
You still need to be a fucking man.
Well, let's talk about the system. In 2008, Brady got hurt the first game. They didn't make the playoffs, but they still won 11 games.
But they didn't fucking win.
They were 11-5, which is a great record. A lot of teams. But here's my point about Peyton. Peyton, when he was off the Colts, they went 1-16 or something like that. Here's what's going to sound weird. People in football put too much emphasis on Super Bowls, wins. And I know that's what your ultimate goal is, but Peyton Manning, to me, is the best quarterback out there. This dude controls everything, win or lose. From the time he steps on, he's telling routes. He's telling the receivers what to do. He's not listening. He is the coach.
Yeah, he is amazing.
You know?
I mean, obviously, look what he did with that fucking Broncos team.
Right, just like that.
Just like that.
That's my question. Can Russell Wilson go to another team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He is a winner.
Yeah, he is.
He's bro, the guy's got an arm like a motherfucker. And he doesn't even run like he used to, man. He's been in the pocket just like Peyton and throwing them balls, man. And a lot of those people they were talking shit about him. Oh, the only reason why he's good is because he runs. He's that new quarterback.
A pass-first quarterback.
Yeah, man, that dude can throw. And he sits in that pocket and goes, you know what I mean? But my whole thing is, I know you're saying he's the greatest, man, but, dude, Super Bowls is everything.
It is, hands down, bro.
Even Michael Jordan says it. Yeah. Like, Michael Jordan even said it about Kobe Bryant. He goes, because everyone was saying, hey, LeBron James is better than Kobe. And then Michael goes, Kobe still got five. You know what I mean?
But don't you think you can be better than somebody and not have the championship?
When you're at that level, Michael, It's no longer about wins, because you've been winning your whole life. That's why you're in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's for one thing. You know what I mean? The game. Even Michael said, I hated playing fucking regular season. I just wanted the playoffs to start because I wanted that fucking ring.
I'm going
to
flip it on you right here. If you take that defense right there, what you just said, Joe, you're an amazing comic.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of comics that are bigger than you that I think you're more talented than, and they make a lot more money than you.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean they're better than you?
No, because
they make a lot more money?
No, because I think it's a lot. You're comparing two different things.
Well, no, because successful stand-up equals money. The championship for you is money.
Yeah.
Like, when you're a big comedian, you make shit tons of money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about $2-3 million. I'm talking about $20, $30, $40 million.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And that would be the Super Bowl for a comedian. But yet, there's a lot of comedians that will never get there. And there are comedians that have made that level that I feel that aren't as talented as you.
But you're thinking of a different kind of competition, though.
Yeah. You're right.
It's a different kind of competition, and there's no choke factor in this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge choke factor in Peyton Manning's, you know, in his level of competition, a huge choke factor. I mean, this man has been blessed with Super Bowl teams, and we've seen him choke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've seen this guy go almost undefeated and fucking choke.
Yeah.
With fucking great, with a great running back.
Great and, people behind
him. And amazing wide receiver. You know what I mean?
So would you say Russell Wilson choked last year?
I would say, yeah, he choked.
Or was it the system?
No, he choked. Well, he didn't. Yeah, he choked. He should have stepped up. That game should have been. I went to that game. It should have been a better score. That last bomb that he threw was a lucky catch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the system did fuck up because they called the wrong play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that, as that a was quarterback, a he should have overruled it.
I don't think he's allowed to do that.
Well, yeah, you're a quarterback. You can audible. That's the whole point.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he should, as a quarterback of the team, he should have audibled out of that.
That's
and been
so
like,
true.
Why are we going to throw this?
Yep. God damn, man. That is the most depressing thing. That you had to take it there, didn't you? That was the most depressing thing I've ever seen. Even if you're not a Seahawks fan, you had to sit there and go, what the fuck did Pete Carroll
just
do?
Yes. I was just like, whoa. How were the people in Seattle after that?
We were hugging. The game was over. And Belichick wasn't doing anything. It was the weirdest shit.
Yeah.
Because he had timeouts. The clock was running. Like, it was the weirdest shit. Because we were on the 1 yard line. We had three downs to go in. And the clock is like at 30 seconds. And it's ticking.
And he's not even calling timeout.
Bro, that was the thing I was looking at. Because I was just like, because I remember telling my son, I go, he's throwing in the towel. Like, he's done. Like, Belichick is done. Like, and I even told my son, we're probably going to down it a couple times. They'll probably stop us. And we'll still win. You know what I mean? We'll still get in.
Yeah.
And then they threw it. That first fucking play, they threw it.
What was the feeling in the stadium?
Complete. Yo, it shut the fuck. By the way, it was a Seahawks crowd.
Okay.
There were some Patriots fans, but not as many Seahawks fans. There were so many more Seahawks fans. And it was just complete hush.
It was like a vacuum just sucked.
Complete hush. And then we thought that it was, he didn't intercept it. Like, we thought it was going to get...
overturned?
Pass interference. We thought it was going to be a pass interference. Like, we were all like, oh, yeah, pass interference or some shit. We were, like, all making up shit. Like, we weren't saying interception.
You couldn't even believe it.
I was flabbergasted. And I stayed there and watched the whole goddamn ceremony. Because I was still... I still thought the ref was going to run out and go, you know what? After further review, it was pass interference. We're going to give the trophy back to the Seahawks.
That's hilarious. Oh, man.
But you know what pisses me off about the NFL, man, is we all knew he cheated. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when you cheat, you should have been discipline should have been.
Yeah. Right then. But
right
then it doesn't.
And they didn't. And like now, and it sucks because I've always defended
Brady.
Brady. I've always defended him. And now that, even though it's happening to my team, now I'm like questioning him as a superstar, Super Bowl quarterback.
But like you like, said, no matter
you
what.
You have asterisks, bro.
It does.
Twice you fucked up,
bro. But he's still throwing those rocks.
But now the rocks are soft. And now the rocks are, and now the defense had all the offensive plays on one Super Bowl. It's like, what the fuck? Like, Brady, like, even you should have been like, hey, man, let me try and win this one legit. Let me just try. Because now, like, even I was his biggest fan. I used to defend him all the time. And now, of course, it's my team. Now I'm like, man, fuck you. You shouldn't have been playing that game. You should have been sat out. Like, you, fuck you, Brady, sit at home. But we can't because you're good looking. You're the best looking thing in that Super Bowl.
And
you're going to lose probably, 25% of the female audience. They're going, why the fuck do I want to watch if he's not playing? Am I right?
Yeah.
Then all the men aren't going to watch. Oh, we're going to lose because our fucking guys. And it's totally set up by the NFL, man.
But you wouldn't want to win a Super Bowl without Brady in it.
Well, I
would. Because you would have the asterisk then.
No, but we could have played, what was it, Andrew Luck should have went? He cheated.
Oh, you're saying the Colts should have went then?
Fuck yeah, man. Or something. Do something, man. Do something heavy and right. Don't act like, don't throw this big press conference and we did investigators and laugh at the camera. There was no deflation of the ball. Even the NFL commissioner, we've done all our research. Yeah. There was no deflation of the ball.
Well, they're still going through that.
No, they're not. They fucking said it right when the new season started.
No, they're still going through it.
That's because he's appealing.
Appealing, yeah.
But the NFL was like, oh, yep, he did flatten those balls. God damn it. suspension. It's like, no, you knew that last year. You were acting last year. Dicks. Oh, well. How do we get to this?
I don't
Athletes.
Know. Athletes. And some, I don't know how we got to this. We were talking about Seattle, but we're done anyway.
Yeah, we're done anyway. What do you think of Marshawn Lynch, though? Let's get to that.
Is he still with the Seahawks?
He's with the Seahawks.
I think he's a beast, and I'm not just saying that, but he's a beast.
Because of his name, I think he's a throwback.
Yes, Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell throwback, and man, what a blessing to the NFL he is, and I think and I think it was a conspiracy.
That oh, they didn't Lord. Want. What's the conspiracy?
I think the NFL and the powers that be called the play. They said this man cannot run that in because he'll get player of the game, and Disney is our biggest sponsor. And if he looks at that camera and goes, "Hey, I'm only doing this because I'll get fined," that would be the biggest slap. And then he grabs his nuts as he wins that MVP.
Mm-hmm.
NFL was not having that.
No,
they needed a Russell Wilson to be the MVP or a Brady to be the MVP.
You think they have that much power? You're just joking, right?
Nope.
You're an idiot.
I think the powers that be called Pete Carroll and go, "Hey, motherfuckers, we're gonna
well, they turn
pull your license."
Oh, I'm about to say, did they turn into Bill Cosby? Oh, hey,
you better not let that motherfucker run it in, or it's gonna be a rough season next year.
You're stupid. All right, so
you don't think there's any kind of conspiracies like that anymore?
No,
you don't think
they would be exposed.
Sports?
There's so many cell phones and people talking, like you could trace things. I mean, it's hard to pull any conspiracy now. Yeah. Not saying it's not being done.
Yeah,
but I'm saying it's a lot harder.
Wait, let's talk about one more sport thing, and then we'll end. And this will be real quick. Do you really think this Ronda Rousey?
Oh, she's a beast.
Calling out Mayweather is. Do you think? And you know I hate Mayweather.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't hate him. I just, mm-hmm. I'm in love with Manny Pacquiao, obviously. I have
yes,
to be.
Yes, I know.
But we all know that he's a superior fighter. I've always complimented Mayweather.
Absolutely.
The greatest, he's one of the greatest fucking, if you've seen this guy work out, he's the most amazing athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And for Ronda, she will get knocked the fuck out. Mayweather would knock her the fuck out.
I don't know.
Okay. Have you seen...
I was in the ring with Ronda Rousey.
It doesn't matter, man. You're talking about a superior fucking world-class
But she's
boxer.
Not boxing him. She's getting him on the ground.
If it goes to the ground.
She's going to get him on the ground.
But hold on. If it goes to the ground, then that means they have to fight her fight, right? For this to be a legit fight, there has to be... If we're going to go into the octagon, which means that's basically going, hey, Floyd, she can beat you up, but guess what? She gets a sword, a shield, and all that shit.
She's not going to box
okay,
him.
But this is what they can do. You can stick her in a ring like they do in Pride where it's not an octagon fence. There's ropes, okay? That way it gives him a chance to whatever. You'll see what I'm talking about because if you get pressed up against that cage, it's lights out. You know what I mean? But if you got the ring... There's a way of getting out of that and all that. Anyways, another thing, fucking boxing gloves. Let's see her put him in an armbar with those goddamn boxing gloves. And he still gets to wear his shoes.
Why?
Because
why wouldn't you be a confident man and go into her ring?
Huh?
Like, if he's a man, he should be...
That's two different fighting styles,
exactly.
Man.
So why does she
all
have to change?
Things,
why does she have to change for him?
Everything inside that ring is for her advantage. And that's not fair. If you're going to call the man out who is used to fighting one style of fight, if you're calling him out, go fight him in his ring. But if you want him to come in your ring and you've been calling him out, then you need to go... You got to give him some shit. Like... Okay, I'll fight in the octagon, but you know what? I'll wear your boxing gloves. It's only fair because he has to wear them. How's he going to fight her? It's the only way he knows how to fight. It's the only way she knows how to fight.
I don't know. Well, it's never going to happen anyway.
I know, but I've seen her hit Misha Tate with her hardest right hook, and Misha Tate stood and looked at her.
And I've seen her knock out people in 13 seconds.
No, you've seen her armbar people. That's completely different. I've seen Mayweather knock motherfuckers out. Ricky Hatton, fucking fucking Margarito. I've seen him knock motherfuckers out, man. These are world-class fighters getting hit by men. And he's knocking them the fuck out.
Well, I'm not saying she would win in a boxing match.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, if they do step inside the octagon, there has to be like Rousey, I love you. What you've done for the sport is amazing. But I'm just saying, if you're going to call him out the right way.
Would you pay to see that
fight? You have to wear boxing gloves. She has to wear boxing gloves. And he still gets to
wear
shoes.
But they can still wrestle.
And he still gets to wear shoes.
She can still wrestle.
If she takes him to the ground, but that would be a total disadvantage for her because she's going to have boxing gloves on.
So now you're giving the advantage to Mayweather then.
But they can go to the ground, so there's a disadvantage. He doesn't know how to fight on the ground. Imagine Mayweather on his back with boxing gloves. He doesn't even know how to arm bar anybody. And now he has boxing gloves on. You can't even grip somebody with that.
Well, what if they're wearing the same things?
She knows judo and she knows how to kick the fuck out of people. Hard. And that's not fair.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mark it down. Joe Coy defending Mayweather.
For the first time in history.
That's right. All right, but we're out.
That was a good pod.
What Hermosa.
It was about sports.
Hermosa.
Hermosa Beach and Humphreys by the Bay in San Diego.
All right.
This month, August.
August.
Where are you? Oh, I'm also in Buffalo, New York.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll be at the new Helium.
They got a new one out there.
Have you played Portland?
No.
You need to go.
Portland
Helium Comedy Club. In fact, I told the manager about you already.
Okay.
You need to play this club. You need to play Portland.
I will.
Portland is orgasmic.
Wow.
And these people are just real cool people.
That's
they
awesome.
They love to laugh. You're going to have so much fun.
Okay. Okay. But I'm with Joe in Hermosa, so make sure you check us out.
Yes.
But that's it.
We're out. Peace.
Late.